We got to the bottom of Mem Gimel Mibes. I should have went to the last few lines. I thought it was continuing, but it is going to continue. But anyway, so let's review what's going on. The Brais that we saw yesterday had a din of Machala Bais Machala Sada Ain Meidla. If I sell a house to you or property to you, I can't testify because I have Achrayos. And if you lose the land, I need to pay you back. So by me testifying that you're the rightful owner, that's benefiting myself. That's no gebedus. But if I sell you a cow or a talus where there is no achrayos, that if it gets confiscated, that it doesn't affect me in any way, so then I would be able to be made a lot, and that's not considered no gebedus. And the Gemara wanted to know, what's the case here? Why do we assume a case of karka is achrayos and a case of metalton is not achrayos? So Rav Sheshet said it was a case where Reuven stole from Shimon. And then Reuven sold to Levi. So Reuven was the Gazlan, Shimon's the Nigzal, and Levi was the Lokayach. And then Yehuda comes from left field, and he says, wait a second, that was my property in the first place. When Shimon was stolen from Shimon's the Nigzal, Shimon wasn't his. And we said that Shimon's not allowed to go ahead and testify that it's Levi's, because it's beneficial for him that he rather deal with Levi than Yehuda in court. And that's considered no ge'e be'edus. So that's the whole circumstance where we say machal abayis is a case where someone stole it and sold his property. So Shimon's no ge'e be'edus because he wants to say that Levi got it to take it out of Levi's possession. Yehuda was too difficult for him to deal with. So that was the first shot. Again, it's complicated. It doesn't seem to be what the Brice is talking about, and the Gemara is going to challenge all of this. But then the Gemara says last three lines here on Mem Gimel Amar Beis V'Bayis Eima. Some suggest could go into Dislay Sade Lamar Vislay Sade Lamar, where each party has two Edim, that their Edim that Yehuda was rightful owner, and then their Edim that that Shimon was rightful owner. That was the debate here. And Amar Rabbanan says, Ara Hecha the Kaima Takeum. And the property stays in the possession where they leave things at status quo. Where the din is whenever there's a suffix of Din Karka, we leave it where it is. So again, Shimon had Edim that it was his, and then Yehuda had Edim that it was his. And therefore, we say if the property ever makes its way over to Yehuda, Shimon can never take it out of his possession anymore. Because once Yehuda has he's a chazak on it, he's holding on to it. So Yehuda has Edim and Shimon has Edim, Shimon can no longer be Motzi Miyada unless he's got some greater proof on this. So now Shimon's trying to avoid Yehuda ever getting the property in the first place. So look where the Rashbam writes. If you go to the Mem Dalet Amud Aleph on the top there, the top Rashbam, it's in the middle of a piece here. He says, "Aval Hacha." The very first words of Aval Hacha, Shimon the Yehuda Einan Barin LeDin Zemzeh. They're not coming to a judgment to a court case together. El Levi Yehuda. So Levi Yehuda are arguing who this is. Levi bought it, right? Levi bought it rightfully. He thought rightfully he bought it, and Yehuda says, "This is my property." Umelevi Yehuda Mapik LeYehuda Minadin. Now Yehuda wins out because Yehuda has Edim. And Levi doesn't have any Edim, so Yehuda is the rightful owner. So now in this case, now Shimon wants to testify that Yehuda, rather that Levi really is the rightful owner. And then what happens? And that's no Geba Edis, because then, but look what Rashban says. He said, the Havadai Levi Migazan Kana. He definitely bought it from Levi. Rather, Levi definitely bought it from the Gazlan. So since we assume that Yehuda is the rightful owner, Kishiyavo Shimon La Rivimo, when Shimon comes to fight with Yehuda, Daininan Okitre Libahaditre, Voki Arab Bechaskis Yehuda. We could put two against two. Now Shimon has Edim and Yehuda has Edim, so we cancel out the Edim with each other and we assume the Cheskas Marikama that Yehuda is the rightful owner, he's the one who gets it. Therefore, Ain made Lo Shimon Levi. Shimon cannot testify that Levi is the owner. Because by Shimon saying that Levi is the rightful owner, that benefits him, because now that Levi is the owner and not Yehuda, then he could go back in history and say, well, Levi got it from this guy, the Gazan. The Gazan stole it from Shimon, so it's all going to benefit Shimon. So therefore, Shimon is not allowed to testify about the court case between Levi and Yehuda. And that's what the understanding of this whole brisa, Machal Abayis, is referring to. Okay.
We don't get into all this far of Karkin and Exelis, and you can't say Yeish.
Yeah, no, that part works. Well, we'll get to Yeish in just a second. Karkin and Exelis, there still might be a violation, there might be an Isser involved when we say Karkin and Exelis, but, you know, physically nothing gets actually removed. Nothing, it's always there. But we're not concerned right now with the Isser Gzela necessarily, but a guy sells your property, it wasn't his to sell. He's called a gazlan in that he sold someone's property. Whether he's actually a gazlan in halacha or not, that's all another story. We just mean he stole a land that was he rather sold the land, which wasn't his. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Velokmi begazlan. So why is the Gemara, who suggested this is Rav Ashi? Why do they suggest such a complicated case? Why not just simply say, forget someone sold it. Just say that someone stole the property. Right, look at the Rashbam explains that say someone stole the property without mechira. So Andy stole my property, and then say I can't testify against him, and that could be a very simple case. Look at the Rashbam explains here. Look at Rashbam around 10 narrow lines up. Makshinan, the word at least in my Gemara is it's bold. Makshinan l'rvasheshes deokme belokeach min hagazlan. The guy bought it from the gazlan, but shelo yayid hanigzal. The nigzal can't testify l'lokeach v'lisnei gazlan. Im Isa Lahach Braisa can refarsh of Sheshis. Rav Sheshis' idea here is correct. Lamale litana litchok atzma of limisne machel abais gazan lelokech. Why do you have to say a case where the guy stole it, then he sold it to someone else? Halo haya yachel limto din zeb gazan atzma below mechira? Can you find that just the guy stole the property and that could be enough? The iata Yehuda, the also Yehuda of a kamari ala, the gazan ruven, ein mei lo shimon hanigzal. So knock out the lokech. Shimon had owned it, and then Reuven stole it from it. So Reuven's the gazlan, and Shimon's the nigzal. And Yehuda says, this is my property. So Shimon can testify against Yehuda, and you can just knock out Levi. You don't need the whole case of Lokeach here at all. Why such a complicated case? If the whole thing we're teaching is that Shimon can testify against Yehuda, knock out Levi. So the Gemara says, Mishum de kabay lemisei seifa machala para machala talis, because the seifa would only exist in a case of selling. So once we taught the case of selling, we'll say why in a second it had to be a case of mechira. They taught that the ratio should be a case of mechira as well when it comes to the bias in the sada. Now, even though to learn the principle, you do not have to have the halacha of mechira with regards to bias, we want it to be consistent that both the ratio and seifa are talking about the same case. So why did the seifa about machala para, machala talis have to be a case of mechira? So the Gemara explains the dafka macher, only macher would make sense that the halacha was, if I sell a cow to you, I can testify that you are the owner. Why? The dafka macher, only if I sold it, could I testify. Because once a guy stole it from me, so now I'm yayish, so I'm not going to get it back. Now it changed ownership, so that's another shinui reshus. So yish plus shinui reshus, that's considered you own it now. And I have no achraus for this anymore. Now the gazan might owe me money, but in terms of that actual object, I'm not responsible for it anymore. If the guy stole it from me and he didn't sell it, so he owes me that object back. I need that object back. I'm not miyayish on it, or I'm not. There's no shinu reshus here. So the case of the para machala talis only makes sense if there's a mechira involved. So the hajja that the gazan has to return the cow to me. He has to return the talis to me if there's no mechira. So dehadrelay lo. So therefore tana reishin ami machar. So therefore, since the seifa only makes sense in the case of mechira, where there's a yish plus shina reshus, where I don't get the cow back ever again, they wanted to be consistent and said that the reisha is also a case of mechira, even though it doesn't have to be a case of mechira. It could be a regular case of gzela. And Shimon would still be disqualified from testifying, but he wanted to, again, be consistent with the cases. Okay. Gemara now says, now the seifa nami nehidim miyayish migufe midmei mimiyayish. So granted, when the guy stole my cow and stole my talis and went ahead and sold it to somebody else, I'm miyayish from the actual para and the actual talis, but from the money, I'm miyayish from the money, I still want the money back. So look what Rashbam says here. Rashbam says, you go like 10 wide lines down, the end of the line, it says, V'seifanami, am I meila? Why can I, as the nigzal, why can I testify that you are the rightful owner, nigzal lokech, umapik le mihuda, and take it out of Yehuda's possession, umok le bi'al Levi, and give it to Levi. Nehid de miyayish migufa, the power of Vitalis, granted, I'm miyayish, I'm never going to get my cow back, but v'lo yotin mi'al Levi, the halkanya b'shina rishus, he owns it now, with a yish plus shina rishus. But midme mimiyayish betriya, am I giving up hope from ever receiving the money? V'chi mochel hu legazlan dme gzeilaso, am I mochel that the gazlan doesn't owe me money back anymore? V'alo nischayev la gazlan dme, now he owes me money. So if I testify, Hilchach Nichale, it's good for me as the Nigzal, to take Bialevi, Shiachsav Yitob Medamim Meruven. I rather Levi keep the money. Now Levi is the Lokeach. He bought it from Reuven who stole it. So I rather Levi keep it. This way I could go ahead and take the money back from Reuven that Reuven owes me. But if Yehuda says, some other party says, no, this thing never happened. It was never yours. It was never stolen. It was just mine the whole time. So then I've got no tainas anymore. So I rather stayed in this whole conversation of Levi's possession where he bought it from the Gazlan who stole it from me, says Shimon. So then I want to keep it and I could collect the money from the Gazlan. And the Gemara says, no. L'tzicha, this is a case to Mace Gazlan where the Gazlan died, so I'm not getting my money back anymore. And no, I have nothing in the game anymore. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Baba Kama, a guy steals and feeds his kids, and then he dies, all the property left over, even though we know he stole. The children are patur from paying. So there's a case here where Reuven stole from my property, he's the Gazlan, Reuven died. And now I don't owe any, he doesn't owe me any, he does owe me money, but there's no way for me collecting the money back anymore. So therefore, I'm mamish miyayish, both from the Chevtze and from the Dameha, and therefore I've got no skin in the game anymore, and I can't be made that Levi is the rightful owner.
Does it matter whether Levi bought it from Reuven or bought it from Reuven's kids? Is Gemara assuming here that Reuven died, it went to his kids, and his kids sold it? Or is Gemara saying, even if Reuven sold it, you still have no time to go back to his kids?
I'm not sure.
Because we're saying, HaGozel Machel Esbano V'niach Lifneim P'turim L'Shalim, it's Mashma first, it had to have gone through some type of transfer to the kids, and then it got sold.
I'm not sure. It seems to be that only if the Gzeles Kayemes, Rashbam says if the Gzeles Kayemes, after the death, they're parted from paying. So that's certainly true. That's in the Cheftes around. Certainly true if there's only Dumim that the father owes. Certainly then the children should have no responsibility. So there's no chiv anymore. That's why Shimon, as the Nigzal, he is able to testify rightfully that Levi is the owner. So the Gemara now says, Lok may be Yorish. So why not say that this whole case is a situation of Yorish? Why are we talking about a case of Gzela? Yorish is also a case of Shinorishis. We wanted to know that the object was, where does Rashbam say? Right. As opposed to saying it's a case of Gzela and Mechir, let it be a case of Gzela and Yerusha, because Yerusha also is Shinorishus, right? And the guy stole from me, Reuven stole from me, so that's the Yish, I'm the Yish now. Now he goes in and sells it, so that's Shinorishus. So Yish plus Shinorishus is considered a Kinnin. So the Gemara asks, why not say it's a case of Gzela, and then he dies, maybe this was your question, and then there's Shinorishus through Yerusha. That's also a case where you have a Yish plus Shinorishus. So asks the Gemara, Lok may be Yorish. So Gemara says, Hanich l'man damer, makes sense, damer, Rishus Yoresh Lav Krishus Lokech Dami Shapir. If you assume that when a person dies and he's Morish to his children, that's not considered a transfer of ownership. There is no Shin Rishus. So then that's why we can't say this is a case of Yerusha, because Yerusha isn't a Shin Rishus. That's why we have to say it's a case of Gzela plus Mechira. But El Laman Damar, the one who holds that Rishus Yoresh Kirishus Lokech Dami, when the father dies and transfers ownership to children, it is a Shinurishus. So my Iklamemer, why don't we say that the case is a situation of Gzela plus Mechira, of Yerusha? That would work also, just like Gzela plus Mechira works. And on top of that, the Ode, Kasha, Leila Baye. Another question is, Mipnei Shachriyus Olav, Vein Achriyus Olav, Mipnei Sheit Chozeres Lo, Vein Chozeres Lo, Mi Baile. Now, we established that this whole case of the Braisa earlier, of Daf Mem Gimel, the Machal Abayis, Machal Asad, there's a case where the guy stole it and then he sold it to somebody else. So the terminology that was used is because when it comes to Abayis, Yesh Achrayus, and when it comes to a Para, there's Eino Achrayus. Now, according to our understanding of the Braisa, it's because your Choseres or Eino Choseres. Can the Gazlan, rather the Nigzal, can I go back and get my money or not? Nothing to do with achrayos or not. The responsibility. Responsibility is if the guy, Baal Chov, took your object away, do I owe you the money for the lien that he took? That's achrayos. But here, the question is, can the Nigzal go ahead and chase after the Gazan, or can I not chase after the Gazan? So the more appropriate language should have been, Shechozeres lo, Oeino Chozeres lo. So for these two reasons, because you could have said this was a case of Gzela plus Yerusha, why Dafka case of Mechira, and because the terminology of achrayos seems to be inaccurate, they throw out this whole interpretation of the Braisa, and they take a whole other track. And they say, what's pshat in the Braisa of machal abayis, machal osader, machal apara, machal talis? They say Ella Kedirabin Bar Shmuel, Dama Rabin Bar Shmuel, we saw this yesterday, Mishmei de Shmuel, that Hamocher Sade Lechavero Shalobachrayas. A person sells a property to his friend without taking any responsibility. Listen, I'm selling it to you. If it gets taken, I'm not being held responsible. Tough luck for you. Ain made a love. I cannot testify that it's yours. Why? Mipnei Shemamida Bifnei Balchov. Because by me testifying that you bought it rightfully from me, that essence that gives my bank something to work with, that they're allowed to collect a lien that they had on that property that was once owned by me. So even though I'm not paying you back anymore, it still benefits me. It's getting me off the hook of them collecting from the liens that they had on my property. So I can't be made on them. So the Gemara says that's only true v'dafka bayis osada, only by a house or a field, that if they have a lien on my property and I sell it to you, even though there's no achrayos, the bank's going to still chase after you because they have a lien on a property. And by me made that you own it now is giving them, they have the right now to collect the property. That's only by a bayis and a sada. About par vitalis, when it comes to metaltlin, lo mi bay, you're not allowed to. The bank's not going to collect it if I sell that cow and sell the talis. Needless to say, it was a stam case where I never designated this as my property. I just sold my cow. I owe money to the bank. And they have a lien on my house. So they have no lien on my cow or my car necessarily. So it's needless to say in a case of stam where I just sold my property that they had no lien on, that there's no lien on my metaltlin, my time, and what's the reason for this? Because metaltlin inu, my cow and my talus is metaltlin, and the klal is, as we know, umetaltule libalchov lo mishtabed. The bank doesn't have a lien on my movable objects. And the afagav, and even if it's a case, taking a step further, the afagav the kasivle miglime dal kasve. Let's say I write in the document that I'll pay you back the money, and if I don't, you even could take the shirt off my back. Hani mile de sneu beinayu. The bank could only take my clothing on that I still own. Aval, the moment lesneu beinayu, the moment I sell it, machal para machal talis. So then lo, the lien no longer exists. So not only those cases, but ella afilu asal apotuki. Even if I establish that this should be the cow that you're going to collect payment, I establish this is the source of payment, it's apotiki, nami lo. Even in that case, the bank is not allowed to chase after you that I sold the power of the talis to you. My time, what's the reason for this? Kidder Rava. Rava has this statement, he says several places in Shas, that Dama Rava asa avdo apotiki. If I make my eved as apotiki, which means he will be the source of payment. If I don't pay you back, take my eved. The din is, umachu, I go ahead and tell my eved knani, balchov govemi menu. The balchov, the bank could collect the eved because the eved is like a karka. Just like if I sell my house that had a lien on it, the bank could still collect the house from you. Same thing with my eved. If my eved kanani, there's a lien, an apotiki that the bank has, and I sell my eved kanani, they could still collect it. When it comes to shoro v'chamoro, apotiki, when it comes to movable objects, umachon, I sell it, even though there's a lien, a very specified lien on this property, ein balchov govi mehimanu. The bank cannot chase you down if I'm macher, para macher talus. My time, what's the reason? High is like kala, high less like kala. Because when it comes to eved kanani, when it comes to a property, everybody is aware that everyone knows about it as it gets sold. So when the lokeach bought the property, he was well aware. He could have done a title search. He was well aware that there was a lien on the property and he was willing to buy it anyways. When it comes to movable objects, there is no kala. No one knows about it. And therefore, if you buy a property that has a lien on it, that lien is null and void because less lay kala. So that's the new case. Again, the essay is Bryce of Machala Bias. I cannot be made a law because achrayos. What that means is because by me saying that you own the land, the house that I sold you, that benefits me because now the bank's going to collect that bias from you. So I'm no gebedaver. When it comes to me selling a par or a talis, and I testify that you currently own it, that's not going to benefit me because the bank can't collect from you anyways. They're not allowed to collect a movable object that once had a lien on. If I transfer ownership, they can no longer collect it. And therefore, it's not going to benefit me in any way, and I can be made a love. I'm not considered no gea be'edis. It's a big discussion in the Gemara's Baba Kama in several places. It's a machlokas. We normally assume it's kemekarkari dami, but there is some discussion, I believe, in the Rambam. It depends on the context. Fine. Gemara says, Velechush, maybe we should be concerned. Dilma akne le metaltla agav mekarkai. So there is a way that a metaltlin can have a lien on it, have a shibud on it, and that shibud can remain even after sale. Dama Rabba, iakni le metaltle agav mikarkai kani mikarkai kani metaltle. The loch is that if you give over, you sell a property with metaltlin on top of that object, on top of the land, so it's called kinin agav, the mekabel accepts both the land and the movable objects on top of them as well. And the Vamar of Chista, says that only works who de kasev le de loa kesmachta lo kitovsa de shari. Now this only works if you write in the document that's not going to be an esmachta. And esmachta is when people are not that serious. They're embellishing. They don't really take this seriously. So if you're writing such a kinin agav, make sure you write this is not an esmachta, meaning in the positive, it is a serious kinin. And also you write it's not a kitovse shtar. Tovse shtar, they used to have documents, what do you call those?
Templates.
Templates, yeah, the templates they would use to be a model for other documents. So right, so that's what Tov Seh Shara says, look at the template, we'll copy the template and fill in the various details. So in such a document, this is again a completely side point, Rav Chista says that make sure you write in the document, it's not an Esmachta, and it's not one of these Tov Seh Sharas, it's not one of these templates, this is a serious document. But either way, we see Kinan Agav works. So it works that if I give a lien, my karka, and I'll put my car on top of that Agav, that land as a lien, that lien actually works even on metaltolin as well. So that's an exception. This is a way to figure out a shibud on a metaltolin.
So you're doing a kinyan on the karka as a chrayas, and that makes the metaltolin on chrayas.
Yeah.
You're not actually acquiring the karka. Like we've seen kinyan on when you acquire one of the. You're doing a kinyan
on the shibud.
On the shibud.
Exactly. So that kinyan agav works even for shibudim as well. So the Gemara says. Right, you see, there's a long Rashbam he talks about when it comes to Kinyanim. If you go to, if you want to see it inside, how he says this clearly, go to around 10 and narrow lines up. The first word on the line is Matana, Bekesa, Bishar, Bechazaka. And the last word is Vehu Adin, Avehu, Hu Adin, Linen, Shibud, Demigo, the Chal Shibud, Amakarkai, Chal Nami, Amataltali, says the Rashbam. So it works. It's a Kinyan Agav works for Shibudim as well. So that's maybe we should be concerned that maybe the bank did a kinyan agav, and when I sell my talis or para to Andy, the bank's going to go ahead and collect it. So the Gemara answers, no, hachab in my skin, and this is a very, very detailed case, kigon shalokach umachar le'alter, where he bought it and sold it immediately. So what does that mean? So look at the Rashbam, the first wide line down, the first word, demotzi meyed, you can testify why. Kigon shakanahach para v'talis umiyad machar b'fneinu. I bought the cow and immediately in front of, I guess, Bezdin, I sold it to Andy. There wasn't a split second for anything to happen. There was no time for me to borrow money and to create a shibud. So there, in that case, we know for sure the bank doesn't have a lien on that cow. I bought it and sold it immediately, and that's the situation where there's not a concern. But had it been a case where we weren't sure that I sold it right away, in Echnami we would be choshesh, that there might be a lien that the bank has on the property, on the metaltolin.
So the case by karka is the same, that you did that?
No, because the case of karka, you don't need to be that case. Let's see. If it's that case, why don't we say the same thing by the karka then? But I bought it and sold it.
So I think it looks like Tosfos. Kigon shalaka.
Kigon shalaka chumacha la'alter. Ha'imatzi l'mifrach ihachi afilu b'ayis v'sadanami el magufa par. Okay, could have asked the same question by that, but they asked for more of an internal question. Okay. Gvar now says Valechish Dilma Daknehu. Maybe he's machnet to him. What does that mean? He's machnet to it. Maybe he Rashbam explains here. It's where the Rashbam goes. See Rashbam Nichish Dilma Ikne Amarle. Kilomar Akat Iklamechash. There still is room for concern here that the bank might have a lien on the metaltlin. How? Daakni le lahach parvatalis, you're machne this cow or this talis, limalve agav mekarkai. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Kigon, didn't we say it was happened where it was an immediate buy and sell? There was no time for it to happen. Kigon, hey Chidami, kigon, demak kame hachi kishalav. If you borrowed before buying the cow, I borrowed the money from the bank, and then before I said to them, kasev lamal, I write to the bank, bishtar mishab dana lecha agam karkai, through my karka that I currently own, I mean mishabe to you, kol nichse dekane v'daasid ani lemikne. Everything I own now, and anything I'm going to own down the line, that's going to be yours. So maybe that's a concern. And the Gemara concludes, the fact that we are not concerned of that, says the Gemara now, Shmas Mina, we learn from here, Dik Nekane Umachar, The person who is makne things to the bank and then later acquire something, later inherit something, that's not mishtabed. Because of the din of the ain other makne davar shelo b'liolam, since it wasn't in my possession at the time, the shibud cannot carry over to that. And therefore, there is no concern. The Gemara says, no, not true. Lo tzricha, maybe really it does. Maybe you can make a shibud on future acquisitions. But this case is lo tzricha de kamri edim, where edim could testify. Yadinan we know bay b'hai de lahavile ara mi'olma. This guy never had any property, which I guess means that he never had land to create a shibud to the bank in order to have a case of agav. That's what seems to be what's going on here. Where's Rashbam on this? Let's see. Right, the guy never had property, so there's no concern of agav metaltan. But in Echanami, there's a possibility that you can create a shibud on future acquisitions had he had property at the time of the loan. Gemara now says, "V'hamar Rapapa." Does Rapapa say that Yafagav dam Rabbanon hamocher sade lechaveiro shul b'achrayos? If a person sells a field without achrayos, I don't take any responsibility. You buy it at your own risk. So ba balchov v'tarfo eino chozer lav. So the Baal Chov comes, the bank goes ahead and takes the property away from Andy because they had a lien on it. And you can't come after me because I sold it to you without achrayos. And nimta shishena shelo, chozer lo. But if it turns out I sold you a property that was never mine in the first place, so then you could be chozer. That's considered mekach tos. So again, if I had the ownership of the property, it was really mine, I had the deed, the bank had a lien, I sold it to Andy, and without achrayos, and the bank takes it from you, you have no tainus on me, that you willingly bought it without achrayos. But if it turned out I never owned it, not that the bank had a lien, I never owned it, I stole Adam's property and sold his property to you, that's a mekach tos, then Andy can come after me for the money. That's a mekach tos. So what's the shaila here? The shaila here is, so look at the Rashbam now, nimte shena shalo, around 10 lines up, from the bottom, sheheidu edim shegazla hamocher v'machalol. They testified that I stole from Adam and I sold it to Andy. Uba balasade v'not limi manu. And now Adam, the rightful owner, comes and takes it back from Andy. V'chozer lokeach hamocher v'lo havya mechir klal. He could come back and take it from me because it wasn't a sale. So what's the shaila then?
So how come it helps in the ratio? We said the karka was a case he sold shalom b'achrayas, and therefore, in the case of the karka, since he sold the shalom b'achrayas,
isn't it Gazlan liberation?
He can't be mayed because it does him a benefit. Either way, if he does it below Be'achrayas, he should still be allowed to be mayed because he's still going to have to come back with Karka for the guy he just sold to.
Since he stole it, so he it's beneficial for it to stay in Andy's possession because then he doesn't have to chase after me. Right, okay, fine. Because otherwise, Nimta Shesheno Shalo, he's Chazar Alof. So the Gemara answers, "Hacha b'mayaskinan kid big makir ba shi bas chamor," where we recognize it that it was his bas chamor, which really referring to a para. But look at the Rashbam says the last five lines here, "B'makir ba halokeach," the lokeach himself, Andy in this case, he recognizes, "Umode b'fnei edim," he admits in front of two edim, "Shaparazu bas parasel shel mocher," that this cow that he bought was the calf of the cow of the mocher, my cow. And Velo Gaza Me'olam, and he testifies, he admits that it was never, I never stole it from Adam. V'chein ha'talas nerag b'beisan, he saw, he admitted that it was mine that was woven together, the talas. V'odas bal din k'me edim dami, you shot yourself in the foot, because by you getting hoda, so now you can never say that I still, you know, I gave you something that was ever mine. You admitted it was mine. V'idach ma'arir, now Adam comes along, and by lafuke minei b'edei shakrim v'otoim b'ein behemas ma'arir l'behemas mocher. Now Adam comes along as what he thinks is the rightful owner, and he proves that it's his property. The hashta lo hader lokeach aleh democher. Andy, the buyer, cannot chase me down. Kevin demo the shalohai. So since you admitted it was mine from the beginning, so you know hodas ba'al din k'mei edim dami, and therefore you're stuck. So that's the situation where you can never come back. You can't chase me down ever. When you were moda that it was mine from the beginning, so then even if you claim it wasn't mine afterwards, it's too late already. Mea.
So I was wrong. I thought it was going on the case of the karka.
It's going on the case of the metaltalin. Right.
Why you're considered not no gevedness at that point.
Right.
And saying that.
Because he can never chase me down. Now, the Rashbam at the end says, why are we talking about a bas chamor? We've been talking about a para. By Bas Chamorro, so he just points out later on, and I guess tomorrow's daf, we're going to see that they talk about a case of a Chamor, but really the same idea here. Now the Gemara says, and we'll finish here, the last few lines here, for Rav Zvid Amar, he holds, even if I sell a cow to Andy, and it turned out it's not mine, so he can't chase me down. Why not? Isn't it Mekachtos? Because he says, that's why I sold it without a chrayos, in all cases. Whether or not it's mine or not mine, you can never chase me down. Sale is final. You know, you're going to have sale final, no returns, no refunds, so that's a sale final. That's what it means, shalom b'achrayos. Okay. We'll stop here. Again, a very heavy daf.